Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, great futurist, one of my favorite futurists of all time, and the author of all the books on futuring that are important to you. Check him out at joelbarker.com. Also, if you want to see his films, go to StarThrower.com. I got that out. And also, the new one is Innovation at the Verge, right?
Yes, film? It is. Yep.
So check all that out, folks. Go to joelbarker.com for sure, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Joel, we got a couple of metal subjects to talk about.
We do.
A bullet-resisting foam steel. What is this?
It actually does more than resist. This is what's so amazing. And by the way, I love this because this was invented by a woman, researcher at North Carolina State. She started her research trying to figure out how to make a lightweight material that would block radiation, and foamed a composite of materials and got the results.
Could this be like a vest?
Well, for radiation, it was for Fukushima and things like that to protect her. But then she said, I wonder what else I could do with it. This is what I love. It's like, okay, I stopped x-rays.
Right.
I wonder what I could do with something physical. So she made this new foam, fired an armor-piercing bullet into it, and the armor-piercing bullet exploded and turned into dust.
Wow.
On the other side of the foam, there was hardly a deflection.
Wow. How thick was it, you know?
Well, I think it was like an inch.
Wow.
You know, fired in, that's the projectile itself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was a 63-millimeter projectile, M2 armor-piercing projectile.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, and she said the deflection, so it was it was less than an inch, and the bounce on the back was 8 millimeters, and the U.S. Army allows 44 millimeters intrusion on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have here right now is a paradigm-shifting material for war.
Well, I'm thinking of my son who's a police officer.
Absolutely.
He wears a bulletproof vest every day. It's pretty cumbersome.
Yeah, and heavy.
This is a
lightweight material, and here's what I believe can happen. I'll bet they'll be able to use 3D printing to make it form to your body, you know, so it'll fit you perfectly.
Yeah.
But this changes everything, you know, and you think about military vehicles, you think about presidential cavalcades, you think about
look at the up armor in Iraq, what they had to do with the personnel carriers.
Yes.
They had to do what they call the up armor.
Yes,
it cost
exactly.
$1 million, I guess. I don't know how much, a lot of money to put extra armor on those things. Like, and that's no different from medieval solutions.
It is the old armor. This is the new armor. And one of the things we'll have to watch this one because it's very new and very hot. But what I'm curious about is if it blows the bullet into dust, that means all the kinetic energy has been dissipated into that dust.
Right.
Does that mean that there's no shock wave moving through? Because that's what was hurting our boys in Iraq was the shock wave.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is one. By the way, somebody said recently, we are in the golden age of materials. Ain't it the truth?
That's exciting. But here's the thing. For every exciting thing, especially today, more than ever before, for every exciting thing, there's equal and opposite disruption.
All technology has effect, both positive and negative.
That's the point I want to make to people is you need to pay attention to this because for this one, it's an opportunity. For that one, it's a disruption.
Yep, exactly.
But either way, you need to know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if I was in the bulletproof making vest material, I'd be visiting this woman.
I would be too. Yeah. And the person who makes their composite material, they got to figure something else out too. So that's the whole key. That's the exciting part about this about this marketplace we're in right now.
Yep.
Okay, so we got less than a minute left. What about the steel alloy?
Well, this goes along with it. Out in California, UC San Diego, they have found a new way to remake steel such that, now get this, if you fired a bullet against it, it would deflect and make a cup, and then it would heal itself.
Huh.
In other words, it has rebound capacity to absorb, in one case, a million PSI, pounds per square inch of force, and rebound from that so that you couldn't tell that it had been hit.
Wow. Now, so like for a building, if rocks were thrown against a building, it would...
Oh, easy.
Whereas now it would leave a dent.
This is U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force stuff, but the other thing is in outer space, those micrometeorites hit pretty hard. This may be our coating.
How about an airplane? It. You know, keep an airplane from becoming airworthy.
It will be interesting.
Yeah. Hey, Joel.
Material.
Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats, and we're glad that we got him on our show. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.